It's pretty clear to me that when I decide that I can have something, it happens. And so instead of seeing this as need versus want, the way I'm going to look at this is that I'm leveraging something that I'm already familiar with and expanding it into places that are even better and better and better. So since I know that I'm capable of paying the rent or paying the mortgage, and that I'm capable of making the car payment and having enough food in the house and making sure that all of the bills are paid, even though sometimes they're paid late, even though it's not always exactly the way that I want it to be, at the end of the month, everything is always taken care of, and the next month begins and the cycle starts over again. So I do have the ability to manifest, to create the money that I want in order to pay for the things that I call the things that I need. And by looking at it this way, I can already feel some relief, because I'm noticing that I want to pay for the things that I need, and I'm confused about buying the things that I want or creating the money for the things that I want. Now, what I'm realizing is that I have a very strong sense of survival, which is what keeps everything going. That's why I have a roof over my head, I have a car to drive, I have clothes to wear, I have food to eat, and I have bills that have been paid. All of that is happening because I do have a very strong sense of survival. So considering that that is the case, I can really leverage this. And I'm actually quite astonished when I stand back and think about this. When I look at the fact that I do create money over and over and over again to pay for these things, and that instead of looking at it not being enough, if what I do instead, which is what I'm doing right now, is begin to look at it and see this is the beginning, this is the leverage point, I've established very powerfully that I can create money to pay for what I need, or what I put in the category of needs. And I have a strong, strong belief that those things will always be taken care of. So I notice that there's a little thing that happens in my mind where I think about something that I want, something bigger than just the basics of the month-to-month experience. And I think, well, if that doesn't work out, I still will have this, this, and this taken care of. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change that thought. I really love the fact that I've been able to get to this point, and that's been really, really, really big, and it's been really, really, really wonderful. But what I really want to do is I want to look at this in a little bit different light. And the way I want to do that is I want to say, I'm here. I've arrived at this point, and I intentionally got here. I knew that I wanted to be here and that it was important. There was a time when I didn't know how to do this, but now I do. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to expand my vision, and I'm going to make the things that I want be as imperative as the things that I need. Something happened some time ago, and it's okay, whatever it was. Something happened some time ago where I thought, okay, well, it's too selfish or it's too much to want more than just the basics. Even though I do want more than just the basics, there's a contradictory idea that says, I'm only going to get this much. So that's okay. I'm okay with that. What I'm doing here is I'm expanding that thought that it's imperative that I have everything that I want. And everything that I put in my needs is actually what I want. Everything that I call the basics, I want those things. I'm just expanding the scope of what I'm wanting. So I'm getting off of the seesaw between need and want, and I'm just making everything a want. Everything is something that I want. I want to pay the bills. I want to be fed. I want to be clothed. I want to be housed. I want to run around in my car in all of the ways that I do, all of the things that I like to do that get taken care of on a monthly basis. Now I'm expanding the scope of my wants. I want to have a lot of extra money to buy this, that, and the other. I like this thing, and I like that thing, and I like to have these things, and I like to have more money in the bank than I do normally, and I like to have more and more little things that just feel better and better and better to buy or to have or to give away or to do this or to do that. And so I'm going to leverage the powerful, powerful, powerful belief that I have about my needs as I begin to notice that they're really wants. They really are desires. They really are things that I just wanted and I have. And I have a strong belief in having them. And now, as much as I believe that these basic things have to be taken care of, now I'm beginning to believe more and more every moment that the really more expanded version of what I'm wanting also has to be taken care of. I already understand that something larger than me, law of attraction, the universe itself, is organizing events so that these basic things that I want actually get taken care of. And in fact, I tell myself that pretty much on a daily basis. Now what I'm going to be saying, and it feels really good to be contemplating this as I'm easing my way into it, that the expanded things that I want are now taken care of, that the universe is bringing me things to delight me, things to surprise me, things to show me that there's more and more and more where all of that came from, that actually what I want is, instead of feeling as though my survival is taken care of, what I want is to feel as though my abundance is taken care of. So I'm no longer surviving, I'm abundant and thriving, and it's a really big deal. And it's a really important thing that my abundance be shown to me over and over and over again. I don't need anything to be proved. What I really am wanting is that as much energy as I've put into the idea of surviving and making sure that the month-to-month basics were taken care of, I want just as much intensity and just as much focus put on what it is that I'm wanting to thrive in. I'm wanting just as much focus and just as much intensity put in what it is that I want more of that's expanded from just the basic stuff. So I'm really, really, really noticing that my attitude is changing, and I feel a lot more clarity with a little bit of intensity and maybe just the tiniest, tiniest bit of an edge, just enough to kind of bring me over the hump, so to speak, where I'm feeling that it's time for the universe, for law of attraction, to bring me what shows my abundance, not just proves my survival. I've proven my survival, and that's good. Now what I want to do is I want to live in abundance, and I want abundance to be the most important thing that's being demonstrated to me. I want abundance to be the basis of what I'm creating more and more and more from, and that abundance is the minimal basic accepted experience, that abundance is the threshold, that abundance proves itself over and over and over again, that abundance keeps repeating itself, expanding itself, becoming more of itself, that it's easier and easier and easier for me to feel supremely abundant, and that there really is no bound here. There's no limit. There's nothing that's holding me back. There's nothing that keeps me from having more and more and more of whatever it is that I'm wanting. That all of my powerful desires for things that I can buy, things that I can have, money that I can hold on to, that I can save, that I can invest, that I can give away, all of that, all of these different things that I feel very strongly about, that I am really, really, really revved up about, just like I am the basics, the monthly stuff, that these things that are just as important, if not more so, than what I have already learned how to create consistently over and over again, month after month, that all of these things are now beginning to come into my experience right now, that there's no delay, that I'm feeling abundant and powerful and connected to my source, and that my source is actually now filling everything up. That whereas before I had an old broken down empty barn, that barn is now full. The storehouses of my good are overflowing. That there is more coming into my experience than I can possibly spend. So I have more money than I've ever had before. That the abundance of money that I really love is the norm. This is what is now the baseline. This is what is now the basic, bottom line, clear, very specific thing that I'm wanting and that I'm having, and I will really not brook any difference. I'm no longer going to be relying upon survival as a minimum. Now I'm very clear indeed, that abundance is the minimum accepted experience for me. Abundance is the minimum that I will allow into my experience. It has to be abundant or better. It has to be overflowing or better. It has to be luxurious or better. It has to be expanding or better. It has to be filled with the idea and the promise of more and more and more, where that came from, or better. This is now my minimum accepted experience. And I will tolerate nothing less than this. I will not allow anything less than this. This is how clear I am and have been about certain areas of my life, and I'm now expanding that clarity to encompass more than I have ever allowed before. I know that where I'm sitting will become something more than what it is right now. So I'm allowing myself to be as edgy and to be as clear and to be as thorough on this topic as I have been on the rent and the car payment and the bills and the food and the basic minimums. Those basic minimums are not the basic minimums anymore. They have expanded to become abundant. And so abundance is the minimum that I require. It is the minimum that I will allow. Nothing less than that is possible from here. So I'm very clear about this, and this feels really good to me. I really love the fact that it's so clear that my focus is very sharp and that there's nothing less than just absolute overflowing abundance that is now allowable in my experience. And this is a really good place to be. And as good as this is, it's going to be getting even better and better and better from here.